Welcome to our podcast.
Hello, my name is Spandana.
My name is Yana. It's pretty standard stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not your average podcasters. We're not like the other girls.
We're eccentric.
Exactly. So, our podcast topic for today is going to be how to be the main character. Everyone naturally does want to be the main character, does want their life to be exciting.
Yeah.
Kind of like a movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have a lot of thoughts on movies and like the influence on like people. My interpretation of like being the main character is like people's wanting a purpose of life, but like TikTok kind of puts that in simpler form.
So I think movies have a lot of impact on our lives and our personalities, whether it be simple things like we include like famous movie lines into our regular vocabulary, like certain trends come from movies. Especially reinforced by TikTok and social media, but also like on a deeper level, there is like some propaganda that does go into movies. So for example, I was looking at the CIA shows, right?
I love spy shows too. And when Spandana told me this, because I didn't even know this was real, I was like, literally, like, what is happening?
Yeah, because I was watching this YouTube video and they were interviewing people and they're like, you know, would you want to be a spy? Would you ever want to be a spy? And they're all like, yes, that's so cool. Like, I want to go undercover, you spy guy.
Me too.
Me too, yeah. Because that is the definition of being the main character.
Yeah. Wait, like, okay, just like sidetrack. When I was like 10 or 12, me and my brother used to like collect Nerf guns. Like, I would get a bunch of Nerf guns. He would get a bunch of Nerf guns. And I think that Nerf came out with like this spy set, and I was like, I want to buy this. This is so cool. Mm-hmm. So I had like these spy glasses and all this like spy gear, and I was just like, oh my god, being a spy is such a cool thing.
I know, like a spy kid.
Yeah.
I love that movie when I was little. And you know, getting into more intense spy shows like, you know, Alias and things like that. You know, there those shows, especially like I was just recently watching Alias. Those are funded by the government, by the CIA, because a lot of the equipment and stuff that they use are kind of like really expensive, right? So they need CIA funding to run their movie. But the catch is that they have the government has a certain influence on how the movie is produced, because, you know, they're putting in so much funding, which is understandable. But here's where it all gets crazy. During the Cold War, the CIA was actually an organization that didn't have that image of being cool spy, cool like protectors of this, the United States. And after the Cold War, the CIA wanted to stay relevant, you know, an essential part of the United States, which a lot of people didn't view it as an essential part. So, you know, through movies and cinematic representations of themselves, they made themselves look like the cool James Bond, undercover, what every kid wants to be. And, you know, through that, they've found public significance.
They're just feeding propaganda, and like I guess they want people to think, oh, the CIA is so cool, they do this great thing for America. And
yeah, and in reality, if you go on the CIA's website, you know, and you go to the clandestine services
area. Wait, what is the clandestine services?
Okay, the clandestine services is kind of like another word for saying, you know, like it's kind of like secret, low-key, you know,
down low.
And you know, and they're frequently asked questions. They're like, as being part of the CIA, being in a car chase like every 5 minutes in some foreign country, and they're like, no.
Well, where would you get that idea from?
Where would you get that idea from? Not a movie that we funded. And they're like, of course not, you know, the CIA probably being a spy, I mean, we wouldn't know. But I'm pretty sure it's nothing like James Bond.
Going back to the main character thing, we're going to talk about how we are the main characters because we are eccentric, and Spandana is going to tell you a story. Story time.
Okay, story time. So when I was little, I liked being special as any kid. So me and my friend, we made these speeches. They're about the most randomest things. ice cubes, for example, or salt, or sugar, or gummy bears. Really random things. And we would read these speeches to a public audience.
Yeah, they read it to their Girl Scout troop.
Oh, yes. Around the campfire during camping. Yeah, we would read them, and we thought they were super cool. I think they're cool.
I would disagree with that statement.
Well, yeah. And we were just not like the other girls at that time. in a really bad way now that I think about it. But it's okay, you know? Yana has a more interesting story, if I'm going to be honest.
So I have two. Both make me kind of sound like a serial killer, but I think we should just talk about them anyway because they're fun.
Yeah.
So my first one was when I was little. I had no friends. Mm-hmm. I think it was like preschool or kindergarten. And I would like take roly-polies and put them in my pockets until they would die. I was just taking my aggression out on life, apparently. Should I tell them about the fish story?
Go for it. What do you have to lose?
So there used to be this like Asian restaurant and it was really good. And the guy, the server, he was so cute. He like remembered my order. And yeah, basically right in the Asian restaurant, when you walk in, there's like a giant fish tank. And then there's like a well, sort of. It's really pretty. And they have fish inside. And I decided that when I was little, that I would take a toothpick and stab the fish, inherently killing the fish.
Yeah, I've actually been to that same restaurant, and there are fish, like, they have this, like, little koi fish type thing going on.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah, really cute.
You know what? I feel so bad, and the worst thing is I kept telling people that I was, like, 5. 20 minutes ago, I told Spawner that I was 5, but in reality, I was actually probably 12.
It's okay, we all have our,
issues.
When I was little, I did something similar, but it was with little milk bugs. Because I lived in a cul-de-sac in California, and I put these milk bugs in containers until they suffocated, so.
We are all murderers of the wild. Yeah. Do we want to go back to the movies and how, like, people are, like, movies?
Yes, okay, so, basically, like, just, like, growing up, like, a lot of our personality comes from movies, like, just the things we say, catchphrases, things like that. Seen it in a lot of my friends, yeah. Seen it in myself. I think that's just the main thing, you know, being the main character, you just want to be like that because movies just show the exciting parts, but life cannot be exciting 24/7.
Yeah, I feel like I know a lot of people, like you were saying, we know a lot of people that, like, their life is all about living that movie style, like, existence, and that's just kind of a horrible way to live because I feel like movies are movies for a reason. They're not supposed to be realistic. They're not supposed to be like your life, and so just like trying to make yourself be that movie all the time is so exhausting
is a really good word, like just like milking it out, like every single second has to be an adventure. It's gonna be like really tiring. Yeah.
And I feel like I've fallen into that like hypnotic, like I feel like I've fallen into that mindset where I have to be the main character, like I have to do these cool things 24/7. But I think my thing comes from more like, oh my god, this is my one life to live. Like, I just have to. Like, if I'm tired, just don't be tired. Like, go out, go do something. Go, like, be productive. Go achieve something. Like, world peace. Like, go do it. Like,
hence this podcast.
Literally, this podcast is me trying to, at least me trying to be the main character.
Same. I just want to do something that's productive, but doesn't, like, completely, like, wear me out. Like, physics or something.
Oh, yeah, this nerd over here.
Yeah. But yeah, just doing something creative and also being it being productive at the same time. Like, you're accomplishing something, like, you're working towards a goal is really rewarding.
Yeah, go follow my YouTube channel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, please. This poor girl only has 17 subscribers.
I know, we're kind of, I mean,
one of those subscribers.
I'm probably one of those. My other 17 Gmail accounts.
Follow Dry Erase Podcasts. YouTube channel as well.
Oh yeah, you should subscribe if you're not listening to it on our YouTube already.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, what else can we look at the document?
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, let's take a pause.
It doesn't stop the recording, right?
It will at 30 minutes, but okay. Do you want to talk about what did we talk about in the last podcast? I feel like we need to make it really more natural. Like, it's natural. I feel like. Okay, yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Why don't we just talk about our lives, you know?
Oh, yeah, let's just talk about us. It's time to talk about us and only us.
I know, because our life is sometimes documentary worthy. But we won't be sharing those details because we'll probably get, like, sued or something.
Like, speaking of movie worthy scenarios, there are just some things that happen in your life, especially. and like sometimes in my life that are so movie like that it's almost I look so weird.
I feel like your life is totally like the Lake House type thing.
Oh yeah, the Lake House thing was so over. Should I talk about that?
The Ouija board.
Oh my god, I forgot about the Ouija board. Wait, this is so main character-esque. Okay. So, Lake House, these two college students were asking about our paranormal experiences, and of course everyone else were like, no. You know the type of questions people ask because they want you to ask? So, yeah, I was like, oh, have you had any paranormal experiences? And then they look at each other and they start, like, laughing, so you know there's, like, a story. And she was showing me, she saw, like, orbits in the sky, and they were, like, flashing colors, like, in the sky. And she showed me a video, and, like, for real, there were, like, these stars in the sky that kept flashing lights, and they kept moving back and forth. And it was super weird. But basically, at the end of the whole conversation, they, like, described all their paranormal experiences. And they were like, should we do a Ouija board? And I was like, I was just like, okay. Sure.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Again, like, I don't really believe in the paranormal. But we found a Ouija board in the antique store. And you need two people to use the Ouija board. So two people have to be holding the little moving part. And so when I was doing it with the college student, the Ouija board was, the part was, like, moving very smoothly. And I kept asking her, like, are you moving it? Are you moving it? Because I was like, what the hell? This shit is moving. Because I don't believe in ghosts. And I'm like, how is this working? And then when I was doing it with my brother, it was doing some whack shit. Like, it was moving up and down. And, like, it was not saying yes or no.
And you both were, like, fine. Like, you.
Yeah, like, I trust my brother. Like, it's possible there's a psychological component. It's possible that it's real. It's possible that it wasn't. But at the end of it, we burned the Ouija board because apparently they said that it was supposed to close off the portal. I'm not really sure, but I have a video, so.
And if that isn't main character worthy, I don't know what is.
Literally.
That's so cool, though. Like, I've never had a paranormal experience.
I don't even know if I believe that was a paranormal experience, to be honest. Oh my god, should we do a Ouija board on this podcast one time? I think that would be so fun.
Yes, we'll have another segment after this is on a Ouija board.
I don't know how that would work since they can only listen to us, but
maybe we can just upload a video and just, you know, you can check that on our YouTube channel sometime next week.
Oh yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Because on our YouTube channel, we'll have like trailers and like bonus stuff on there. I think that'd be fun.
Bonus stuff, yes. Okay. So, do you want to talk about the Simon?
Okay, so we were talking about main characters, but this is the most movie thing that has happened to us in the last, also brainwave synced thing.
Oh, yes. This is, we wanted to do this in our brainwave segment, like, our episode next week or something like that, but I think this is really main character worthy, so we're going to mention it. Why don't you start with your Simon?
Yeah, because this starts with my Simon, ends with her Simon. Basically, like, 3 days ago, my friend, his friend's is named Simon, and he was messaging me on Instagram, and it was, like, audio messages of him basically, I'm just going to say, he was asking to see my boobs, he was asking for pictures, he was asking for sex, and I was, like, I wasn't responding, and he was, like, please answer me. Okay, at this point, I was feeling really uncomfortable, so I was, like, not responding, just waiting for him to, like, stop. So the next day, he apologized, and he's like, I'm sorry for being such a misogynist. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I was like, oh, it's fine. It's okay. Because I was assuming that he wasn't sober because
he did not sound sober.
Yeah. It wasn't like we were making this
assumption. He was, like, singing. He was doing all this weird stuff.
Oh, yeah. He was singing, like, two different songs at the same time, man. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry, like, thank you for your apology. Like, I still was like, I feel really uncomfortable. But no, ma'am, it did not stop there because he continued and he was like, oh, so what are your standards? What are you looking for in a guy? And I was like, not a misogynist, that's for sure. And he's like, I'm not a misogynist, I'm a femsogynist.
What the heck?
And I was like, what's that? I hold women to a higher degree than men. Oh, yeah, did I mention he has a girlfriend?
Oh, and his friend group is predominantly female.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I am so cursed. I don't care what anyone says, but every time a guy literally texts me or talks to me, they make the most inappropriate jokes, and, like, I'm so uncomfortable all the time.
I know, it's
I'm cursed.
Literally what girls have to live with, okay? Like, if you're a guy listening to this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And these guys are, like, sending these, like, jokes about females and, like, sending me pictures of, like, genitalia. I'm like, I never asked for any of this.
And he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, he literally has a girlfriend. I feel bad for her at the same time and don't know what her personality is.
So she could be totally a whack job, and that's why she's dating this guy, because let's just say his Instagram feed isn't
the most
prettiest.
Yeah. Like, okay, from the text messages that I got about his girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Did I mention that he described his entire sexual encounter with his girlfriend?
That is disgusting. I hate when people do that.
I said ew, like, 7 times, saying that I was uncomfortable, and he stalks me to me.
I know.
This is so, yeah, basically the whole thing was whack. But here's where the story gets main character.
Okay, so I was on FaceTime with Yana and she was reading me all of Simon's texts because I was getting casual updates because I wanted to help her end this guy. And at the same time we were FaceTiming and she was texting that Simon, I get a message on Facebook Messenger from a Simon.
Wait, talk about how you sent a text message from my phone to him.
Okay, so basically I thought her Simon was texting me. Let's say Simon number one. Yana's Simon was texting me because I sent him a voice message through her phone, trying to, like, say very choice words to him because he was being a little bit of an idiot.
But the thing is, I knew that wasn't possible. Like, it wasn't possible that my Simon texted Spondina because...
Yeah, I mean, he could find me through her following list or something like that, but I don't think he could recognize me by voice because...
No, here's the thing. He sent me an audio message specifically saying, Yana, stop talking in accent. We want to hear your real voice. So I was like, I know that this isn't my Simon. This is, like, some other random Simon.
Yeah, because, like, her Simon did not recognize that it was, like, another person talking to him. So anyways, besides that, as the same time we were FaceTiming, it was, like, 9 o'clock at night, which made this even creepier.
Yeah.
And this guy texted me. He's like, hi. And I was like, Yana, some random guy texted me. She's like, who? And I was like, it's a Simon. And I was like, and she was like, do not engage.
Okay, because even though I knew it was impossible that it was my Simon, the whole fact that these were both Simons was, like, freaking
way
out.
Too coincidental.
Yeah.
Okay, so we both had creepy Simons on us, but okay. And he says, hi, and I'm like, hi. And he's like, I'm Simon. I'm like, sorry, I don't think we know each other. Wrong person. Because sometimes, like, that's happened to me before, like, where people will text me and they're like, sorry, wrong Spondina, because, like, there's a Spondina in our district.
Yeah.
And I was, like, following this person because it said we were friends on Facebook, and I was like, why would I follow a pedophile? I think I followed him by accident.
Yeah, the thing was that you guys were friends on Facebook, so you kept messaging him because, like,
I thought he was some Simon from our school. And he was like, I was like, sorry, we don't know each other, wrong person. He's like, yeah. And he's clearly foreign, doesn't know English that well, because he's like, yeah, we don't know each other till last moment. We can initiate friendship in Belgium. Gave me his Instagram, asked me how old I was. And yeah, I tried to reverse image search him. Did not show up. But we looked at his following list because Yana followed him for me.
Okay, so I decided that I was going to follow him. And he approved my follow request. So I started looking. So Spunda asked me to look at who he's following. If you guys look at his Instagram, I thought it was going to be some weird, like, he had no photos on there. It's photos of him, like, constantly, like, since 2018, with his mom, with, I think, his husband, and now I'm not even sure. Oh, yeah, and also, like, all his captions are like, oh, my God, be happy. Like, they were really sounding cute.
Yeah, really pedophilic because they were cute. Because, like, I thought he was, like, some guy that, like, was pedophiling. Like, this was, like, an actual account pedophiling on people.
At first, I was like, okay, maybe he's not a pedophile. I looked at his following list. All, like, 200 people he's following are girls. Like, there is maybe one male in that entire following list. And, like, don't tell me that shit isn't weird.
Especially because he's gay. And so I'd expect him to follow more guys, you know?
Yeah. And, like, okay, like, at this point, I'm not even sure that he's gay because, okay, you reverse image searched him and you didn't find
43 billion pictures, zero of him. And and I did the same with his mom and his boyfriend. Nothing came up, and I think he, like, took this off some, like, private Instagram of his friend or something.
It's possible he, like, thefted someone's identity.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
Oh yeah, wait, Simon James is a very American name, to be honest.
Unless he, like, came there from America.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's clearly not his actual name because he's a pedophile. Just the main point of this is that two Simons at very coincidental times when we were on FaceTime
talking about another Simon.
It's crazy. Like, how can two Simons of different people, different Simons, be texting us at the same time? And both of them are creepy, and both of them are trying to take advantage of girls. So, just to wrap this up, I think a really important thing to say is that everyone has moments in their life. Everybody has a story, whether it's like a good story or a bad story or whatever, a dark story. But I'm just saying, like, everybody has a story and everybody has their main character moments. It's just that, like, your life can't be a main character moment 24/7.
And I don't think that you should have that expectation, because I'm writing my college essay on this, I think. I'm not sure. Wait, am I allowed to talk about what I write in my college essay? Is that...
I think it's fine.
I think it's fine. Basically, like, my thing is the irony, it was going to be like the irony of expectation. Like, we watch these movies and they're always 24/7 happy, 24/7 like doing these cool things. And if you expect that, then you're never going to be satisfied with what you have.
Because even if you look in movies, you know, they're not going to show the boring parts, you know, like, to be a main character, just be yourself, you know, you don't have to stick yourself out there, because, you know, you're going to have your moments where you succeed and you're going to be the center of attention and things like that.
Yeah.
Where there's some crazy drama.
But also, don't be an attention seeker.
Yeah, don't seek for it, because then you're just going to be depressed.
Yeah, oh my god, movies are literally 2 hours long. That's 2 hours of their very most exciting parts of their lives. They're not going to show you them sitting at home doing their homework.
Exactly.
Struggling to figure out what 1 + 1 is like.
I know. And, like, if you, like, look at all the Shane Dawson, like, all the drama, and, like, all the James Charles drama, and TanaCon, and the reason why they're focusing on all this drama is because it gets them attention, you know? And trust me, it becomes a headache.
After a while, you don't want the drama at all.
Like, I will admit, sometimes drama is very entertaining, but when it gets too much, it gets a headache. It becomes a headache, as we have experienced.
Yeah, I mean, like, we've had a lot of friend drama. And I can say that, like, in the beginning, I can see how some people kind of grasp onto it, because it's interesting. Like, your life, you want your life to be interesting, and, like, you want something always going on. But it's persisted for so long that it's, yeah, like you told me, it gets stressful. It's like another stress to your life.
It's very, very stressful, because you want to make everyone happy, especially if you're, like, a people pleaser. But...
Well, you're a people pleaser.
Oh, yeah, I am, because I don't want everyone just to not kill me. You want everyone to be, like, happy, right? So you advocate for your friends to your other friends, and then back and forth. So, because there are so many secrets that people want to keep from other friends, it gets tense. But I feel like no matter what, I think this is going to be a really interesting part of our podcast, because we have that dimension of friendship, right? Like, no matter what, we're going to be there for each other.
Aww.
We're one of those friends that don't lose touch. Yeah, so if you want to see some healthy friendship and friendship advice,
yeah,
ask us.
Oh my god, yeah, we could do like a friendship advice
segment. Yeah, we could.
I think what we really learned from this podcast, more than our really bad, a really great friendship,
yeah,
is that if you ever see a Simon, if you are ever attracted to a Simon,
stop,
run.
No more Simons, okay?
Run.
They're all bad. They're either pedophile or asking for sex, and you don't want that.
Just run away.
Just a reminder to all, if you're like a really young girl out there, you know, and you get a text from a random person saying, hi, I'm from Belgium, block them, okay? They're not want to initiate friendship. They want to initiate something else. So,
not funny though, Willie.
Not funny, but like seriously, I've seen so many like interviews and like videos of like young girls just falling predator to people like the Simon that I got a text
from. Yeah, absolutely. Do not engage. And also, just like, even if you are smart, it doesn't mean that you can't get manipulated by these guys. Like, exactly. They know what they're doing. Like, they just have a way with people, and like, they just know how to manipulate.
Like, I had this friend, and there's this like, psychic that came up to her in the street and said some like really like things that like she would only know. They have ways of finding out your personal information and using that against you.
Yeah, whitepages.com, I know all you know what it is.
Yeah, they will stalk you down if they are serious, and they can use that information to make it seem like they know you or blackmail you. So don't even just say hi, okay? Like, just like block them. Like,
yeah,
just block them.
That's a really good PSA. So
yeah, because yes, this is funny, but don't replicate it. Okay, don't say hi back like I did. Okay, thank you for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, like, subscribe, watch our videos. Subscribe.
You know, we're on all podcast listening platforms. We have a YouTube channel. We have Instagram, and we have a TikTok, and we love our TikTok, so you should go check
TikTok
us out.
Our TikTok is the definition of eccentric girls.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Mwah!
Bye.